Good morning, The Exotic State. This is Sharon.
Oh, hi, Sharon. My name's Rebecca Yabsley. I'm just returning a call from Emily. She left a message just checking in about Minka.
Okay, no worries. I'll just see. Do you mind if I just see if she's free and you can have a chat to her?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it won't be too long. Emily's busy at the moment with a client. She just wanted to know how she's going after the Cartrophin injection. Is she doing a bit better?
Yeah, she's still off, but, like, she's eating and drinking herself and, you know, getting around. She's obviously still sore and having a bit of trouble getting around from the hematoma, I think. So,
When did she get the injection? Was that yesterday, was it?
Thursday. Thursday. Yeah, and it's quite a big hematoma that she's got. So she's been sort of having a rough time, like, with pain from that and struggling to get around. And, I think that's sort of still playing a part there. You can see that she's still struggling with that. She's been looking a bit brighter. She's still eating and still drinking herself, so that's good, and showing some normal behaviour. But, yeah, still also not feeling 100% like you. Yeah, and you can see that she's, like, at times, like, super sleepy and feeling a bit off. So, but she's doing better than she was, for sure. So there is some improvement there since Thursday, because she was looking real rough on Thursday. And I don't think she was handling – so I think she had a bad reaction to the drug itself as well. She was vomiting and stuff.
She's had it before, though.
She has had it before. So that was her third injection. She went real bad on Thursday. Wasn't doing well at all. She's doing better today.
Oh, dear. And the hematoma was from the injection site, wasn't it?
Poor thing. She had a bit of a rough time with it. But she is improving, but, yeah, not back to herself yet, unfortunately. Okay. But I think,
still a bit fluffed up.
Here and there. Other times she's sort of perks up and she's bright and doing some more normal behaviours. And, like, this morning she called out to us when she was hearing that we were sort of awake and, starting to move around. And she even decided to have a bath, so as best as she could, she tried to have a little bath. So in between feeling grab for shoes. Still trying to do some things.
Is she still on pain relief?
So I've continued to give her, she normally has seizure medication and gabapentin, and I'm continuing to give her Medicam on top of that at the moment. Just to try and help with that pain that she's dealing with. And,
give it for another, looks like another day or two.
I think that might be sort of helping her to, you know, still be able to get around and stuff a bit better if she's feeling a bit more comfortable and go get her food and that kind of thing. So I figured it's probably best to continue that so she's sort of more inclined to, you know, to go and eat and that kind of thing. But, yeah, she's showing heaps of interest in food. So, that's good.
I probably wouldn't give her meloxicam for too long. I think they've just said 1 to 2 days. That was on the 17th. Probably if you can hold off it. Have you already given it today?
This morning I did, yeah.
So you can probably give it this morning and tonight if needed, but I'd probably stop that for tomorrow if she's going okay. And there's no more regurging? She hasn't done that?
I haven't seen any sign of that so far. It seems like she's been stable in that respect the last, like yesterday she was fine. I didn't see any sign of it, and so far I haven't seen anything today either.
Good. And does she let you look at the side? Does it look like it's a bit better than what it was?
I haven't tried to, just given that she's been so sore. I've tried to kind of limit handling as much as possible. I did have to medicate her. I did have to hold her to medicate her last night. Normally she medicates, this sounds ridiculous, but normally she'll medicate herself by eating medication in Little Muffin. But last night she just really wasn't showing interest, so I had to actually hold her to do it. But I try to limit it because, you know, keep it positive and everything. But so I sort of did what I had to and then, let go. I didn't want to sort of, you know, hold her for too long because obviously it affects, you know, she starts getting phobias and scared of being held and all that kind of stuff. But I thought I'd, I didn't want to sort of hold her and look at it.
If you didn't have to hold her tonight for it, maybe just have a sneak peek and see.
Yeah.
But I'm glad she's a little bit better, but we're obviously closed tomorrow. So if something does happen, if she does happen to go downhill, just take her to Unusual Pet Vets.
We'll do.
Till 5 today until 4 tomorrow.
Yep.
But hopefully, fingers crossed, she keeps improving. And are we still planning on doing another one, or are they just holding off?
I don't think I'll be. I don't think I can put her through it again.
I think I did see a book.
She is booked in for her review, though, so I think under the circumstances, then I'll still go ahead with that, and then Brock can make sure, you know, he's having a look at how that hematoma is and all that kind of stuff, and we can touch base. I think that was on Thursday, so I think I'll keep that and just get her sort of looked over with him then.
Yeah, that'll be good. All right, we'll see you then, but any problems before that, just give us a call.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for letting us know. Okay.
No worries. Thanks. Bye.